is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Fiona. Things are shifting and changing all the time.
And you had something you wanted to share and
chat about today. I lost within 1 week 3 dear friends, and one of them was such an influential person in my life. I mean, really, for 50 years or more, maybe. He's the one that got me to Oxford University. He's the one that steered me towards the Foundation for International Conciliation in Geneva. And he's such a humble, intelligent, gentle person. And of course, I was extremely upset when he passed. And I had this experience of immediately going through in my mind various memories that I had of him. And I realized, or had with him, of him, that I experienced something different than I normally do. Going back and looking at these times we had together, or we were together, or, you know, over the 50 years, it brought a smile to my face, and I thought, oh, I'm so enjoying this. It wasn't like my memories were dragging sorrow behind it. It was, let me find another memory. This time when. So I got to relish this person who just passed in my life. And that really helped me get through the sadness of the loss, when, in fact, with memories, there isn't a loss. And as that wonderful Rinpoche said to me years ago, that 15-year-old Lama, after spending a week with him, I said to him, oh, I'm going to miss you. And he said, are you going to forget me? I said, oh, I'll never forget you. And then he said, you won't miss me because I'll always be with you. And that's kind of what this experience of the memory was that I experienced. And I just wanted to share that to you because there's so much loss now in this pandemic that's going on. And there's a lot of sadness. And I was thinking, I wonder, for those of us who have lost somebody, to focus on the things that made you laugh, the places you've been together. Of course, there's going to be, I don't know. There actually wasn't any sadness about it at all. I mean, he was the best man at my wedding. He was, I can't tell you, he was everything. He was just absolutely everything to me. And what a joy it was to experience going through his loss as opening up a book of memories in my head of, oh, that time, or that time the hat went off the boat and I had to get in the canoe or, to rescue the hat. And all the things all over like a 50-year period. It was just amazing.
How would you say, for many people, memories are sad. They're very much connected to what that somebody didn't do or what we didn't do. There's a lot of guilt often and a lot of feeling like things are unresolved. Or how would you say it suggests that people move beyond the incredible sadness to the joy of the memories? The joy of the memories that make them feel uplifted and loved. And
I think when there's a memory that brings you anger or sadness. For me, and this means it's not easy to do, and it's very worthwhile doing, is to reframe it in your mind. So if somebody has betrayed you, for example, and you've been really let down by somebody and it was not expected, I just think of the expectations. We expect something and that doesn't happen. So if somebody's done that, I would say, well, what have I achieved? What have I gained by this? I have gained a new perspective. I have gained the ability to stand up for myself. I have gained the ability to say, no, that hurts. I'm not accepting that behavior. You know, there's always something to gain by it. It's not easy to turn something when you feel you've been betrayed. But I've done it. I've done it. And I've done it with compassion and kindness. Because I feel that no matter how someone approaches you in anger or betrayal or injustice, there's nothing that they can combat if you are kind toward them. Just show them kindness and compassion, because there's nothing to fight against. If you give them something to fight against, it's the argument or it's the accusation, then you're feeding that negative aspect of themselves. But if you can just say, you know, that really hurt, I'm not happy with that. I'll have to think about that. And walk away. And that's always saved me from, instant reaction or retaliation. So if you...
And I think...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I think that if we find we go into a memory and thoughts about that person who's died or about the situation that's happened, we probably want to use some of our tools. As you said, you can reframe it, you can tap it, you pick out the tools. We've got a lot of tools in different podcasts, but it's so that you can actually deal with it, because it does show you something that you're holding that will be in some way slowing you down or making you less joyous.
Exactly.
So if you find anything when you go into a memory that's other than joyous and light and delightful, you know that that's a teaching for you. That's a gift for you as far as clearing yourself.
Yeah. There's an energy that the Mayans talk about, which is the energy of Kat, which they say it's the quote that's often used is, this is the day that we can trap the obstacles before the obstacles trap us. Mm. And how they show that is there's two nets. There's a spider's web that traps you, and there's the fisherman's net that you throw out and haul in the good things. So whenever we find ourselves in that situation where there's an obstacle, do we want the obstacle to trap us, or should we trap that before it traps us? So it's like, I'm not going to walk into the spider's web. I'm going to find where this can bring an abundance in my life, bring joy and happiness, and make me stronger. Because a lot of these challenges, especially the ones of betrayal and injustice, are there to make us meet a challenge in a great way, in a great heroic way, where no one is hurt and we walk away free, not trapped by engaging in a negative energy.
I think that's very important, because it's very, very easy with memories to get trapped in negative. Because with our fight and flight, we're always trying to go back over the stuff that we haven't been able to work out. It's you know, when you run from a tiger, you want to go over it so that you next time you know what's happening, you run better. So it's an ancient thing that's a part of us. So we naturally will go to the negative. But we have to be aware, if we're going to the negative, not to get stuck in it with memories. Because when we're going with people that we loved, with love, because the love doesn't die, we will encounter traps along the way. But those traps are actually gifts.
Yes. Exactly. They don't appear as gifts. no. at the time, but they really are. So that's why it's so important to be awake and mindful, because at that point we can check, oh, am I stepping into the spider's web, or am I hauling in something delightful? Can I haul in something delightful and not get into the spider's web?
It's, for example, to go through a little bit with my mom. I know when she died, it was pretty sudden for me anyway. I was here, she was in Australia. And afterwards, I was thinking, well, you know, what you tend to do is you tend to go, well, why didn't I call her? Why didn't I make more of an effort to get there? Why didn't I, you know, this? Why didn't I? And you have to work through all of those, and then you can get to, or you can put them in your worry basket for the moment. Say, I've got this imaginary worry basket. I'm going to put these in there until I can deal with them. So I'm going to take them out of my mind, put them into the imaginary worry basket, come back to them later today or tomorrow or something. But we do need to deal with those pieces that come up, like, why didn't I call her? You know, those things you have to tap out, or you have to use different techniques that you can find, that you can go beyond those into the memories of laughing with her at the ocean when I ran through the ocean, and we were staying down there while I was studying and she was painting. And, you know, there are so many beautiful memories, but it's very easy to get caught up in the ones that are painful.
Yes, those are the why questions that I always think of. The why didn't I, why couldn't I, is like a spider's web. Why is a spider's web? Because there's some, you may not even know the reason underlying everything about why you didn't do something. You know, I have a client that has been stuck for 3 years on a why, and it's suffering. Why didn't she? Why wasn't she aware of? Why didn't she know? You know, and
so easy to get stuck. And Barry Long used to always say, memories are a can of worms. Can be a can of worms. You just have to know how to negotiate them.
Yeah.
And I think that it is a matter of negotiating through the whys, why didn't I, why didn't you, it should have been, it should hadn't, shouldn't have been, to asking ourselves, okay, so I'm not going to deal with the why shouldn't, couldn't. I'm going to go straight to a lovely memory for the moment, and I'll deal with some of those difficult ones later, because they're always going to be there. We can go back and keep working and working, and layers of them usually. Especially if they're family members.
Yeah, I had an experience I know that you know a few years ago, where I was really betrayed, and I've had betrayal before, but this was, you know, a loan of funds to somebody, and when I needed it back, like 2 years after it was due to be paid, it was to pay for my cancer treatment, and she raised the money on a GoFundMe to pay me back, and then took off for Paris instead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I picked that apart a lot, because that hurt, that, you know, this had been a friend of 20 years and they do that. So I picked it apart. My husband said, but of course, you've known her 20 years. You knew she'd do something like that. Why did you lend her money in the first place? But then we get stuck in the spider's web of why. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to avoid that. So where I went with it is, oh, my God, I'm free of her at last. I am free of this person who's been, you know, asking for 20 years for this or that or this or that. I'm free of that now. And so there's the blessing for me. So there's no bad memory there. And I'm very cautious. Again, I've learned something. I just need to have more awareness about me and not just you know, I think my generosity was thoughtless at that time.
I think the thing is, it's difficult when, you know, most of us are givers. We want to share what we can, and certainly you and I do a lot of that. And I remember with workshops, I used to always put in one or two free people into workshops. And this one person, I put her in free. It's a year-long workshop. Every week we meet. And I came out one day, and she had all of these books and these things, she, like $150 worth of things she was buying at the store. And I think to myself, well, I wonder why she couldn't afford to pay something towards the class.
Yes.
And so then it made me a little more conscious of saying, well, let's share something that, you know, if you're going to do this class and you don't have the money, let's share something. If you could come up here and help me to do some filing or so. It happened a few times to me with workshops. And that I saw that they were either going off to Hawaii for a vacation or, you know, but they didn't want to pay for the workshop. So I would always start to do a trade or to do something so that it was a Hawaiian elder told me that in a way. He said, you've got to do that. It has to be a circle. And so I think that was it's a helpful thing. But I think with memories, we want to ask ourselves, we can have a beautiful moment with somebody who's passed through. We can kind of make a little section in our minds of the beautiful memories. And if we miss them, we can go to the beautiful memories and just really enjoy them, because their energy never dies. Their body dies, but their energy never dies.
No, exactly. So, and the energy or their vibration of who they are is still there and still connected to us. So we just hone in on that vibration. And that's actually what, I guess, exactly what I experienced when Johnny's son called me and said that he had died. And I got it. And I can now think of him and with a big smile on my face, and, you know, which is such a gift. That is such a gift when we can do that. So even though it may seem hard to begin with, it's not. It's not hard.
It takes time. It just takes time to work out, as you said, to negotiate whether it's the fisherman's net or whether it's the spider web. And so we have to, it's almost an art negotiating through memories to find the ones that delight us and make us feel joyous and easy, as opposed to the ones that we still haven't worked through, the stuff that we're holding for in those other memories.
Yep, the spider's web. And I love spiders, yeah. I have to say. But
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, they do these wonderful webs. And especially when it rains, you can see the wonderful rain on that. So we've been talking about memory. So what we might want to suggest is that for all of us, we are aware when we have a memory. If it's negative, it means there's some gifts still there to be gleaned from that negativity. So we have to go through it and tap it or EFT it or do what other techniques, reframe it, as Jill said. Something that you can do so that you can work through those pockets of energy that you're still holding. But otherwise, put those aside for the moment and look to memories that are joyous. Like with my mom, rather than what I didn't do, started to remember those lovely times on the beach with her, or where she was painting and I was studying, or, you know, the other moments when we go to tea or to antique shops and how funny she was. Keeping a little pocketful or a handful or a big armful of memories that you can go back to when you miss her.
Yeah.
And there she is. Her energy's still there. Well, you've been listening to Earth Tribe Radio. Just reminding you, Jill did mention something about the Mayan teachings earlier. And if you go to earthtriberadio.com, you can find Jill can do Mayan or other readings or Mayan charts, and they're really beneficial and helpful for us in these times of change.
Yeah, exactly. In the the other thing is on Facebook, Earth Tribe Radio has a Facebook page, and every day, as soon unless I've left my iPad behind somewhere, I do the chart for the day. And it's fascinating how that the energies take us through each day. And that's free.
So we will be back soon. And this is Earth Tribe Radio.
Stay safe out there, everybody. Wear a mask. We love you. This is Earth Tribe Radio. www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth.